London Business School Review, Reinventing Management. Jyoti Bakani explains why organisations should shift their focus from control and compliance to purpose and people.
Uber is the largest taxi company in the world, but owns no cars. The world's largest hotel business, Airbnb, owns no rooms. These and other similar companies are shifting the basis of competition. Control over assets is now less important. Instead, the focus is on finding creative ways to deliver value to the customer. The idea that a company's competitiveness rests on its ability to control resources and accumulate assets may have been relevant in the industrial era, but in the information age, it's largely irrelevant. Today, digital innovations around the world are enabled by technology. Purpose, people, process. Business management needs to be reinvented for the new era. In 1997, the late Professor Sumantra Ghoshal, along with Christopher Bartlett, published The Individualized Corporation, a book with a radical manifesto for reinventing management. They argued that a dominant emphasis on strategy, structure, and systems in organizations stifles people. They advocated a shift in focus towards purpose, people, and process, so companies would enable each individual to contribute meaningfully using their knowledge and creativity. The author's core belief was that a firm can be revitalized only if its people are fully engaged. They urged senior management to give frontline managers the freedom to unleash their entrepreneurial and creative abilities. Ghoshal and Bartlett said the old style of management was characterized by contracts, controls, compliance and constraints. They suggested a new approach based on developing a climate of trust, discipline, stretch and support. Within this framework, senior leaders need to shape the company's purpose by inspiring people and supporting them to attain stretch goals, aims they aspire to but which seem beyond their reach. In this environment, people will advance their best ideas and work collaboratively in a disciplined manner to deliver the company's vision. These ideas resonate with my experiences as a strategy consultant to the Fortune 500. Too often, senior managers act as controllers of the purse strings and expect frontline personnel to implement strategies that have been developed behind closed doors, in boardrooms, or at strategy retreats. Hierarchical structure and silos in organizations persist. When an innovation doesn't work, it is explained away thus. It was a good strategy, but failed in implementation for lack of buy-in. My take on the individualized corporation is that the modern company is much more than simply a pure economic entity delivering profits and productivity. It is a social system where people work and socialize, make friends, and collaborate in order to build something larger than them. People can be proud to identify with their company's mission. The senior leaders who shape and articulate the vision can attract and enable the most talented people to realise that vision. An organisation should have a structure that permits people to take the initiative and build trust and cooperation. There is no need for strategy to be a closely guarded secret developed behind closed doors by a select few senior leaders. That approach just stifles individual creativity and people become disengaged as they use just a small fraction of their knowledge at work. Take Elon Musk and any of his companies, Tesla, SpaceX, SolarCity or PayPal, for example. No matter how bright he is, Musk needed highly committed and engaged teams to help him deliver his many ventures. Knowledge and creativity. Now I teach in a Silicon Valley executive MBA program where the average student is a 42-year-old successful manager from a local company such as Google, Tesla, Pixar, Intel or Oracle. In their experience, it's simply not possible for any manager to control the technical knowledge of workers whose personal power derives from their particular expertise. Competition in business is now about having knowledge and creativity rather than controlling resources. Which company solves the real industry problems? How does a business deliver the best value through its product or service to the customer? These issues determine who the winner is. We have to work on issues that matter to us, our communities, and the world. Each individual matters. The move away from the strategy, structure, systems, organisational model to the purpose, process, people one is manifest. The rise of the social enterprise is all about organising for a purpose, to solve some social problem. In conscious capitalism, companies focus on the social good and serving a purpose. The open source movement, an online community where developers and users create and share software, is another example of doing something for the greater good. Then there is the Humanistic Management Network, a global movement featuring more than 2,000 academics, managers, and policymakers. They value human dignity and social well-being in management over profits and productivity. Goschel and Bartlett wrote about how the relationship between the individual and the organisation will change. Rather than offer job security, businesses will provide employability, an opportunity for people to practice their craft and skills in order to develop and hone their gifts. Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, writes about how this is happening right now. People will trade job security for the opportunity for personal development. The technical experts at industrial-era companies moonlight for startups or act as mentors and advisors. They work to express themselves and build up their skills and personal brand. Engaging talented individuals is becoming increasingly pertinent with the advancement of the information age. More than 450 million users in 108 countries use the Uber app every month to hail a cab. The app is designed with a universal language that appeals to both the tech-savvy user in Silicon Valley and the car driver in India who may not have a high school education. We are now seeing increasing numbers of people using carpooling apps rather than owning a car with all the attendant hassle that brings. And in the hotel industry, it takes a large chain such as Hilton or Marriott 2 years to add as many rooms to their inventory as Airbnb can in 2 weeks. In the new era, enabling trumps control. Don't preach, practice. As a practice-oriented scholar, Goschel didn't just write about these ideas. He embodied them in how he lived and worked. While a PhD student, I was keen to work on his research project. He told me, "I would be doing you a disservice by using you as cheap graduate student labour on my projects. Go find your own interests. You are the fresh blood." His door was always open to discuss my ideas, however half-baked they were. His ideas continue to be just as relevant in an era when management fashions change with the seasons.
Jyoti Bakani is Associate Professor of Strategy and Innovation at St. Mary's College of California and Visiting Research Associate at Imperial College London. For more fresh ideas from London Business School Review, visit london.edu/LBSR.